Page Dramas present Did You Know? This week's Front Page Drama, Did You Know?, departs from the usual dramatization usually heard at this time. Did You Know? Is a dramatized cavalcade of unusual facts culled from many of the interesting and entertaining features to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, rightly named The Nation's Reading Habit, because it is read by more people than any other publication in the world. Join the millions of Americans who every week place their order for the Hearst Sunday newspaper that brings them the American Weekly. Did you know? Did you know there was an organization that saves people who want to end it all? That every 26 minutes someone commits suicide in the United States, a total of 20,000 deaths a year. Did you know there is a Save a Life League which tries to prevent suicide? Did you know how it operates? Then listen to the case of young Mr. B. He came to New York bent upon a career as a commercial artist. He was good, but he didn't get the breaks. So to save money, he shared a room with a new friend. One evening, after months of fruitless searching, he came home.
Hey, Bill, what... Hey, what's been going on here? That chest of drawers. All my shirts. My clean linen gone. Gosh, that collar box where I hid the little money I had, it was in the top drawer. Gone. Say, he couldn't have... Clothes closet. I got my two good suits, my bags... Gosh, they're gone, too. My brushes, equipment, drawing tools, they're gone, too. He's cleaned me out of everything. That caps the climax. No money for room and board, no decent clothes. Why did he have to do this to me?
Because you're a failure, that's why. You were going to make a name for yourself, amount to something, a figure of importance in the field of commercial art. It's no use, and you know it. Everything is against you. Why go on? Why not end it all quickly and quietly? Go to your window. That's it. Now look down there at the end of the street. That's the East River. Just a short walk. It's getting dark now. Why not end it all? That's it. Decide now. Your hat over on the bed where you left it. Pick it up. Now, don't hesitate. The river. Go on, one quick jump and it's all over. What else can you do? No money, no job? Go back home. You can't do that. Go on and face them, a failure. Go on the river. The river. It's the only way. That's right. Out the door. Down the street. Out to the wharf.
Save a Life League. Walton speaking.
Oh, Mr. Walton, I'm Mrs. Dixon of the Riverside Apartment. I was out exercising my dog and... Well, I noticed a young man acting rather strangely and walking around despondently down at the wharf at the foot of 42nd Street. I was afraid he might be contemplating suicide.
Thank you, Mrs. Dixon. I'll have one of our men over there immediately. Can you describe the young man?
Why, yes, he wore a dark suit, gray felt hat, about medium height, rather slender.
Now, that's enough. Thank you for calling.
Why wait any longer? You're on the edge of the wharf now. The water fascinates you. Now, one quick plunge. Ready now.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, young man. Why not walk up the street with me and talk things over, I'm sure I can help you. Really, I can. How about it?
The apparently casual passerby took our despondent friend gently by the arm, and together they walked away from the river. He gave Bill money for a week's food and lodging on the promise he would appear the following morning at the Save a Life League. They talked earnestly with Bill, found him a job. He was one of the 33,000 persons saved by the League. The record is impressive, for the Save a Life League has discovered antidotes for financial, emotional, and all other problems, and convinces people that suicide is not the only way out. Did you know there was a woman who was mother to 466 sons? Yes, there is such a woman. Now, being a good mother to one, two, three, or even four children is in itself a full-time job. But playing mother to 466 sons is a task of extraordinary proportion. Nevertheless, one woman, Dr. Margaret Chung of San Francisco, has elected for herself this tremendous avocation. Her sons are all world-famous flyers. She is mom to them, and she loves every one of them. A famous Chinese-American physician and educator, Mother Chung started her Fair-Haired Sons of Margaret Chung Club 9 years ago when seven noted flyers were visiting her, waiting to be sent to China as instructors of the aviators of Generalissimo Chiang Kai-shek. As they were going to help her native China, nothing was too good for them. She entertained them in sumptuous Oriental fashion, and during one of the dinners...
Dr. Chung, you are better than a mother to her.
Yes, you're right, Steve. So, well, why not make her armored?
Say, Steve, and you too, John, I think you've got something there. How about a club? Form a club.
A great idea. I'm for it.
Sure. That's it. Now, let's see. What can we call it?
Oh, that's easy.
Sure.
You said she was better than a mother to us. Well, we'll be the Fair-Haired Boys.
Now, stop. You've gone far enough. That's the whole Ball of Wax Club. Title and everything. The Fair-Haired Sons of Margaret Chung Club. How's that?
Oh, say, that's perfect.
So you like it, huh? Well, let's do it up in real parliamentary style. You've heard the motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye!
Gentlemen, I nominate for permanent president our gracious and lovely hostess.
I second that motion.
There it is, gentlemen. There it is. You heard the nomination and seconding motion. So we take the usual vote. Now, come on, Carl. All in favor, say...
Aye!
Atta boy. Any dissenting voices will register the usual no. The ayes have it. Dr. Margaret Chung, you're elected.
When later some of her sons went to China, news of the new club spread to the flyers of Chiang Kai-shek, and soon many Chinese birdmen joined. However, the filial mom was a little too prosaic for their poetic souls. To the Chinese flyers, she became their guardian angel and their spirit of the winged victory. Today, when Chiang Kai-shek's flyers go forth to battle the Japanese planes, the sons of Mother Chung breathe a prayer for their guardian spirit across the blue waters, and carry close to their hearts the little green jade Buddhas that she presents to all her sons everywhere as good luck pieces. All of her sons write to her, and to some she is their mother confessor. They send her gifts from every corner of the globe, and when they die, she often receives their ashes from a fellow flyer. The gifts she stores in her aeronautical museum in San Francisco's Chinatown. Their ashes she scatters over the waters of the Golden Gate. Dr. Chung's aeronautical museum, besides containing hundreds of gifts and little tokens of appreciation from her sons, also has souvenirs of $33 million worth of flying craft. Did you know there are many mighty queer freaks that never get into museums? Perhaps the most freakish offer ever made came to the New York Museum of Natural History. It came from a widow in Colorado who wrote about a very interesting specimen she had for sale. Terms, cash.
Gentlemen, my husband is petrified. He's been buried 3 years, and on exhuming the remains, we found the body turned to stone. If your museum does not want this interesting specimen, I shall sell him as phosphate. If he was no use to me in life, I should like to turn him into cash, either as a curiosity or as phosphate.
Naturally, this offer of an interesting specimen was promptly declined with thanks. But let us leave New York and take a short journey westward across the Alleghenies to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where the curator of the Carnegie Institute received an unusual proposition from a man in Vienna, which went as follows.
Dear sirs and gentlemen, for two generations I was official barber to the Hohenzollern family and His Imperial Majesty Kaiser Wilhelm. I have in my collection a complete set of hair clipped from the head of each of the German royal family, many of whom are long since dead. I have arranged and done up the royal hair in attractive bundles properly labeled. And on my word of honor as a gentleman and servant of the royal court, the hair is genuine. As for the price, gentlemen, it is a mere bagatelle. The price of such an exceptional curio, $75,000.
Evidently, the curator thought Herr Barber was trying to give him a trimming and refused to be clipped. Presumably, they couldn't even get a slight cut, as it was evident the royal barber would refuse to shave the price even a little. A New Jerseyite once wrote to one of the museums that he was in possession of the original apple with which Eve tempted Adam. It had two bites taken out of it, and the rest was petrified. He was willing to sacrifice this priceless relic for $50,000 and thought it cheap at that. Not all offers to the museum directors are amusing. Sometimes they're pathetic. Such are the cases of people who are morally certain they've found diamonds, gold, platinum, or whatnot on their land, and either want to sell the specimens or want the museum to confirm the find as genuine. Did you know every year we spend $1.8 billion too much in taxes? Did you know those collectors take $13.8 billion from our pockets and put us in hock for $4.2 billion more? But If the 10% of it that is wasted could be saved, it would solve our national defense problem. Listen to these taxpayers and what they have paid out hard-earned money in taxes for.
Our Taxpayers Association discovered recently that 10% of all the expenses except salaries in the administration offices of our Public Works Department went for gold badges. All officials of the department received solid gold ones, costing the taxpayers $85 each. Even the least of the deputies had beautifully enameled ones, even though theirs were only gold plated.
You think those badges were a waste? Well, listen to what we found out about the fire insurance we pay taxes for. I'm from Wisconsin, and in our town we discovered we were paying fire insurance on all-metal snowplows, and that our big fire trucks were insured, of all things, against theft. With firemen always on guard, can you imagine someone trying to steal our big fire truck?
I've got one that will beat that. I'm a taxpayer from a city in upstate New York, and an investigation into what we were paying taxes on revealed that we were paying salary to a man to teach swimming and supervise our civic swimming pool that had no water in it for over 3 years.
Well, I'm from a town down south, and we found out in our town that we're paying a heavy amount of fire insurance on the all-steel flagpoles that adorn the wide-open lawns in our public parks.
Now, that is only a few of the items. But did you know that by eliminating waste, graft, and extravagance among our governing bodies, that 10% of our tax money, or $1.8 billion, could be saved annually? And that this staggering sum, if put to the right use, would buy us 26 battleships at almost $70 million each, or 60 cruisers and 225 destroyers, or 300 submarines. These little articles would come in very handy in Uncle Sam's present hour of need in national defense. You have just heard Did You Know?, a cavalcade of unusual facts culled from the many interesting and entertaining features to be found in next Sunday's issue of The American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper.